This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm starting out the show today, two segments with Jeff Ferry. Mr. Ferry is the director of research for an organization called Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff has been on the show in the past numerous times, as has the CEO of Coalition for a Prosperous America, Michael Stumo. I want to say just a couple of things about the coalition before we get started. We're going to talk about the trade situation with China, where Mr. Ferry has had firsthand experience. The Corlin Economics Report is now a card-carrying member of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. I joined this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The reason I did that is these guys are really doing, in my opinion, an excellent job in terms of international issues, economic issues, facing the United States with countries around the world. Jeff and I chatted, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, about the concept of how many people are complaining that President Trump is throwing some of our allies under the bus when it comes to trade issues. Jeff brought out a very important fact. He said that's really not true. He said, I think you're going to, for example, in the case of Mexico and Canada, he couldn't go into details at the time, but he said, I think you're going to see some independent agreements made there, and they have been made with Mexico. We're not quite sure how it's going to turn out with Canada, but my guess is cooler heads will prevail. We're going to spend the next couple of segments talking about the trade situation with China, because that is very definitely the elephant in the room. And Jeff has had firsthand experience prior to joining the coalition as a director of research with that particular situation. You were working, as I recall, Jeff, for a high-tech company in Silicon Valley, and you had some problems with trading with China. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely, Al. Thanks a lot for having me on your show. So I work for an optical networking company, and let's not name any companies, but just to give you some context, we were doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year of business with a prominent telecom and internet companies, providing them with the network they needed to carry internet traffic for hundreds of millions of Americans. And Chinese companies were coming in with lowball bids that were simply not possible. They were obviously being subsidized by the Chinese government, and they were bidding very low prices to replace our networks with their networks. And in addition to being completely unfair competition, this actually was a national security risk, because many different government agencies use these networks. I mean, when you sit at home, or for that matter, when somebody sits inside the Pentagon and uses the internet, there are completely secure networks, but oftentimes they're using the general internet, and they don't know which optical networks the traffic actually gets carried over. And same thing with your cell phone. When you use your cell phone, the first 100 yards are wireless over the air, and then it goes underground, and the traffic is carried by an optical network. So we had to compete against these Chinese companies, and they were subsidized to the tune of many billions of dollars from the Chinese government, and that has continued. And, you know, I'm no longer with that business, but it was a real problem. And when you go to Washington, which I did, and say, hey, this is an issue, what can we do? You're frankly met with a government bureaucracy which none but the largest companies can invest in an anti-dumping lawsuit or any other action to make that situation right, because, you know, you're looking at a sort of 3-year time horizon and paying law firms six-figure sum each year. So even though, as I say, our business was doing $100 million a year, it really wasn't economic to invest in that sort of anti-dumping action. I mean, partly it's the money, and partly it's that you don't know what the result's going to be, and if it takes 3 years, it's hard to get senior management to focus on something which may or may not produce results in 3 years. So all in all, it's a system which doesn't work well for American companies, and you know the Chinese giants know that, and they know how to exploit this system to win business in this country.
Well, what I find interesting is the average American, Jeff, as you're aware, is totally unaware of the nuances of international trade. You know, the press is basically portraying the president right now as being actively engaged in trade wars, as if the experience that you went through was something that was really not a situation where your company was being taken advantage of by the Chinese government, but a situation where, as the average American would think, you guys are trying to screw the Chinese or whatever. That's something that I really want to clear up in this segment and the next segment, because, you know, the president, for example, this is just a bit of an opinion on my part, you know, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, the fact of the matter is he's a pretty intelligent guy, and he's got himself surrounded, I would have to say, with some pretty intelligent people, and there is no way that he is going to get involved in a situation that's a no-win situation for either side. I mean, the Chinese government, at one time when I was much younger than I am now, the Japanese government was truly taking advantage of us with cloning our products. And that kind of is what's going on right now with mainland China to a very, very large extent. And this simply has to stop. It has to stop for a number of reasons. Number one, a lot of our industry is now outsourced to overseas, to Vietnam, to China, etc., etc. That's hurting American workers. And it's benefiting other economies, which I suppose, you know, from a Christian and non-secular standpoint, I suppose that's a good thing. You know, you want to help all human beings. But the fact of the matter is, industry in the United States has been in a downward spiral for a long time because of some of these countries. And that's what you guys are trying to avoid, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right. The success of the U.S. economy is dependent on having successful industries that are high productivity industries, and that includes a broad range of manufacturing industries, and it includes high tech industries. And as you're alluding to, many of those industries have gone overseas, particularly to Asia, because Asian governments, and China is, of course, the most flagrant user of these tactics, they subsidize their industries in their country, and that leads to a situation where the industries leave the U.S. and leave our workers to go and work in low-productivity jobs in big-box retail or something
right.
like that. And there's nothing wrong with having a job in retail, but as an economist, you know, I can tell you that the way an economy gets rich is by putting more and more people into high-productivity jobs. And if you're losing those industries, you're heading to nothing.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, it's interesting, yeah, just kind of a personal note here, you know, I live kind of out in the sticks, for lack of better terms, and we do most of our shopping on Amazon because we're kind of forced to do that. But whenever I go into, quote, the big city, and I go into whether it's a Kroger or whether it's a what-have-you store, all of the greeters and even the people packing groceries, I'm finding are approaching my age, and I think that's kind of sad in a sense. Number one, because they don't have any other type of gainful employment because of what's going on, and number two, and they are obviously taking what I would consider to be gainful employment away from the kids, the teenagers who were doing this type of work, you know, when I was younger, and that is a very, very, in my opinion, negative reorganization of what's going on with the employment picture in the United States. We've got to take a real short break here real quick, Jeff, but what I would like to talk about in the next segment is I want to talk a little bit about the macro picture of the trade situation between the U.S. and China, so everybody gets a pretty good view as to what's going on here in reality from somebody who's been through it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. I'll be back in 30 seconds with Jeff Ferry. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Had a bit of a glitch with the recording with Jeff Ferry, so I had to put in another recording we had done previously with Michael Stumo. Pretty similar subject. Michael here discusses strategic trade versus fair trade.
Free trade is kind of like a pink unicorn. It's kind of fun to talk and write about, but it's unlikely you'll ever see it. But everyone successful practices strategic trade because we're simply in a global competition among nations to get the good industries and good jobs. that's what the game really is.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about strategic trade.
Right. There's probably 6 or 8 countries, maybe 10, that are really, you know, pretty good at being strategic about it. In fact, you know, Germany, Japan, and Korea are really good at it. They they don't allow China to have a big, you know, trade surplus with them, or they don't have a trade. Japan and Korea sell more to China than they buy from China, so does Germany. But your point about the poor people, that's true across the world. Really, what countries need to do is have national policies that build their own economies, their own industrial ecosystems, their own job ecosystems that's right for them, because the fully open markets allow multinationals to come through and ravage the local communities and put people out of work. And so it's really the nature of this really should be a good, strong national economic policy that is right for each country, including the U.S.
You know, you mentioned that a lot of challenges are going to take place in the U.S. when we try to move from free to strategic trade. I think the biggest challenge, personally, is going to take place if you look at some major, major globalists in the U.S. right now. That would be Jeff Bezos, Amazon, because he is profiting, his company is profiting hugely from globalism, in my opinion. You know, and the other one would probably be Microsoft. Microsoft is profiting hugely from globalism. How can we change the perception? I mean, these guys are obviously, their spokespeople, I guess I should say, are obviously pushing the fact that the United States is morally corrupt if we're not globalistic in nature. How do you correct that perception? Because it's totally wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, most Americans don't agree with Bezos and Microsoft and the like. Most of them want to take care of our own folks first, but that doesn't mean we want to put wish others harm either. But I think the globalist challenge that we face the most is from the government-owned companies from China, run by the Central Communist Party or their princelings, and so these days, as China is like 48% of our trade deficit, they're our biggest challenge. It's those global companies which are bigger. But certainly in this country, you know, Bezos and the like are an impediment to getting back to the old American way of protecting our interests as opposed to the, you know, interests of other people as we drown in wage stagnation.
Mike, I'm going to disagree with you on one point. I think the progressive movement in the United States right now is really, really in the camp of being globalistic, because they feel that being globalistic in our actions is morally correct, and I disagree violently with that.
Yeah, globalism isn't partisan, actually. You've got the New York Times globalists, you've got the Wall Street Journal globalists, you've got the National Public Radio globalists. In the Congress, the GOP globalists are the worst challenge, the Kevin Bradys, Paul Ryan, the Orrin Hatch, and the like. A lot of the Democrats opposed a lot of these trade agreements in the past. But so the Wall Street Dems are a problem, but there's a bunch of fair trade Dems that are not such a problem. They're a bit confounded because they kind of like what Trump's doing, but they're not supposed to say it. And the GOP free trade globalists are much more vocal. In fact, one of my member companies said with regard to the steel and aluminum 232 tariffs against the world to stop China's overcapacity, they couldn't find one Republican senator that would be supportive of that position and of Trump. And the fellow who told me that is a Republican, and he was very dismayed by that fact.
I find that to be really interesting, because my impression, I do an awful lot of reading on all of this stuff, and my impression is that basically Hillary Clinton ran on a globalist platform. You know, I think a lot of...
No doubt.
I think basically that is the heart of the globalist party right now. Now, one other question I have that I think a lot of our listeners are unaware of, you know, everybody talks about the World Trade Organization. They talk about the WTO and, you know, what a great deal it is and a great place to have protests, et cetera, et cetera. But you brought out in my opinion, in this article, China Retaliatory Tariffs, The Age of Appeasement Must End, which just came out here on April 3rd, you brought out the fact that the World Trade Organization is virtually blind to the trade imbalances around the world. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The WTO has gone off track. The World Trade Organization has 100 and some countries in it. It's supposed to be a rules-based trade organization, enforce the rules. But they've become a problem because everybody wants to use the dump, overproduce and dump all their products on the U.S., taking out our industry and our workers. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit of compensation with cheap products, but not sufficient. And if we push back, not that our government has much in the past until now, but if we push back and say, no, we're not going to be the dumping ground for overproduction around the world, because of these trade amounts, these trade deficits. Trade deficits kill jobs. Trade surpluses create jobs on net. They get trade surplus, they create jobs. So the WTO is an impediment. They don't allow you to take action based on these kind of trade deficits, and they are an impediment to it. And so Trump is actually, in a way, becoming the new WTO, re-regulating world trade based upon other countries' access to the biggest consumer market in the world, us.
I find that to be really interesting. Michael, I have one last question, and that is that in your article you bring out the fact that tariffs on China's government-subsidized imports have the potential to boost America's industrial production. Can I get you to quantify that, please?
Sure. This is a good start as to the industries of the future, because the tariffs that Trump recently announced are on advanced technology industries of the future, which China is vigorously trying to dominate in a program called China 2025. So we tend to export commodities to China as if we are a third world colony to an Asian industrial power. And then we don't produce high-tech products, which are our future industries and current. So if we at least rebalance on the high-tech side, that gives our companies a chance to have advanced manufacturing, information technology capability, and the like, and to reestablish it here because we've lost so much of it.
And there you have it from Michael Stumel, Chief Executive Officer of Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael, always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back, continuing on with KER Politics. I'm chatting with Mr. T right now. You know, Chris and I, specifically Chris, felt it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about the 2008 financial crisis. I have some interesting comments on this just as a way of introduction. I saw that coming probably in 2002, which is when I totally changed the environment, subject matter of KER Politics. I decided to talk about hard assets instead of conventional business, because conventional business back in those days, in my opinion, would not last in the environment that it was operating in. I said that because of the huge increase in personal debt. I said that because of the huge increase in real estate prices. These were things that were not substantial. They were substantial at the time, but they could not continue on into the future, and we saw that coming here. Chris, take over, bud.
Well, this week marks specifically the 10th anniversary since Lehman Brothers was allowed to go belly up and just about took the world down the toilet bowl with it. And were it not for the last minute bailout, which got rejected once in Washington, but then enough members of both parties got browbeaten to support it. That kind of put a floor under things. And then Ben Bernanke unleashed quantitative easing on the world, and we were rescued from that in a manner of speaking, and have since then reblown a few of the same and some new bubbles in the intervening decade since that time. And what's been interesting about it, you know, from, I guess you'd say, I don't know if political is really a sufficient term in a political sense, Al, but just in a societal sense, and I think the average American's understanding of what's going on, you've got a lot of really interesting stuff. I mean, first of all, we're getting replayed for us clips from back at that time where, whether it was Dick Fuld or whether it was some other corporate or banking chieftain, you know, long before Donald Trump said of the Hill to Beast, lock her up, there were people back then wanting to lock up some of these bankers.
Yep.
Or the mortgage company heads, or whatever the case is. The man who was truly responsible for that, a certain man by the name of Alan Greenspan, he got a few brickbats, but in relative terms, the average person doesn't understand how to put two and two together and realize that he was the genesis of all of what led to the, not only the 2008 debacle, but before that in 2000 through 2002. And nothing institutionally has changed that much at the Fed since then, except at the margins. And this is what I always am trying to explain to my audience, is to understand what the fractional reserve banking system is all about, how we get into these things, and really, you know, why we should not be listening. As you know, CNBC had a special this last Wednesday night where they interviewed the troika, supposedly, that saved the world, as Time Magazine said. Ben Bernanke, who was the chairman of the Fed, Hank Paulson, who was Bush's Treasury Secretary, and Tim Geithner. And, the three of them get on there and are kind of Monday morning quarterbacking the whole thing. I mean, this is like interviewing Jack the Ripper and asking him to expound on knife safety. So,
yeah,
you know, but this is the level of discourse because the average person doesn't understand money and credit and finance. And that's what I try and get people to understand, and including in that context today, Al, the fact that we have built up yet another credit cycle. We don't operate on business cycles anymore. We haven't done that since the 1980s. We now operate on credit cycles, which drive the economy, rather than vice versa, which is the way things used to be.
Chris, what I think is really important right now is I am pretty tuned into the banking system in the United States, and I'm also pretty tuned into the mortgage market. And I have to tell you, I had some interesting chats with my personal banker at Wells Fargo actually in the past couple of weeks or so, and the thing that is amazing to me is the real estate prices that are going on in certain cities in the country, specifically Seattle. And for these kids, literally late 20s, early to mid 30s, to get huge mortgages is absolutely amazing to me. You know, when I was a kid, it used to be you'd figure three times your annual income, and that's what you could qualify for in terms of a mortgage. Today, it's much, much higher to that. And I have to tell you, I don't see how the real estate market in certain cities, not throughout the entire country, obviously, because this is not going on in the Southeast, certainly, or the Midwest, but in places like Seattle, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, New York, absolutely huge cities, the appreciation in real estate and the prices that literal teardowns are now getting is, to me, something that I also cannot be sustained. And I think that's a really bad sign about what's going on in our country right now economically. Personal debt, if I'm not mistaken, is also increasing at an astronomical rate right now. Can't continue.
Well, debt in general is rising at an astronomical rate. And, you know, it's a little bit different situation this time around with real estate, Al, because back in the early aughts, you know, 2003 through about 2007, when you had securitization and the derivative markets, again, thanks to the maestro, as he used to be called, Mr. Greenspan, these derivatives just ran amok. I mean, this guy never met an unregulated derivative contract he didn't like and wasn't in love with. He browbeat Congress numerous times as Fed chairman to shut up and stick to what they know because he's smarter than they are, and don't tell him that derivatives should be regulated. They just don't understand finance. Well, we saw how that ended. But back then it was different because the average American was sucked into the mortgage market and debt and these, you know, liar loans, as some call them. All you needed was a pulse to buy a house that, that you could never possibly afford. Today's real estate bubble, to the extent that it's been reblown, is considerably different than that. In and of itself, in my view, it does not represent the systemic danger to the broad economy or markets that the real estate bubble did back then, because today, in a greater proportion, it's an investment-driven real estate bubble. This isn't being driven just by debt. You've got people with a lot of money that are rolling some of it in recent years from the stock market, let's say, or other assets into real estate. They're chasing momentum. They see strength in certain markets. You know, those markets can and will unwind again, but not likely to have the broader impact necessarily on the economy and on society that we saw back in 2008 and in the aftermath with, I mean, there's some counties here in Florida that the 50% of the houses in an entire county were in foreclosure, and it was less bad some other places. We don't quite have a repeat of that. But certainly from an investment standpoint, there are areas where you have to have your head examined. Today, the problem with real estate is it's more of affordability. And the reason why we're seeing some increasingly and now chronically weak numbers on housing is that the guy or the couple or family that was able to get one of these no question asked interest only loans back in 2004 or 5 or 6, they can't get one now. And so you're
Chris, we're down to about a minute here, and I want to get into this in the next segment. I want to basically tell you a story that my son-in-law told me in Seattle. He's very, very wired into the high-tech industry, works for Microsoft, has a good position with Microsoft management, etc., etc. And he and I had an absolutely fascinating discussion about what's driving the real estate market in Seattle. My question is, I know Seattle doesn't represent the entire country, but if you take major cities like Seattle where this is going on, it can continue. And what I'd like to talk about is how much will, when it does fall, how much is this going to hurt the country? Ladies and gentlemen, real quick commercial break here. Be right back with Chris Temple.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Chris Temple. You know, the question that Chris asked, was, because he said he wanted to bring it up in this next segment, is what is going to cause the next economic crisis? And I think that's a really interesting question, because I simply don't understand how the real estate bubble and other bubbles can continue. T, what's going to cause the next one, in your opinion?
Well, finishing up your thought, first of all, Al, from the last segment, the real estate market to me, and this was the case before, but even more so now in my view, it's kind of like the stock market. You got different sectors, you've got different dynamics for each sector. You cannot have a one-size-fits-all view of real estate anywhere in the country. Now, for example, where I live here in northeastern Florida, there's a monstrous building boom going on. Florida typically is the last state to go into a recession and the first state to come out of it because of demographics. There is such underlying strength. So I wouldn't look here. And really, a lot of real estate, even in my area, it hasn't even approached the peak it was back in 2007 yet. So in comparison, like, to an area where you live, you'd come here to Florida to find a nice house, you know, here in St. Augustine, and you'd say, wow, this is a fraction of what I got to spend in Seattle. And it's a stronger market, and it's one that's going to have more sustainability. So I just wanted to make that point, that you can't take a one-size-fits-all policy. That said, my opinion is this. You've got people that talk about bubbles, and I mentioned the term credit cycle in the last segment. When we had the first big financialization boom that kind of was the tail that wagged the dog for the broader economy, it was tech stocks in the late 90s. That bubble burst, you know, starting in early 2000. Then Greenspan and the mortgage industry and the securitization people, the investment banks, they gave us the mortgage and real estate bubble. That one blew up. You've got people today that say we're now in an everything bubble. And that, you know, I guess in a technical sense, that's true. There's a lot of things that are inflated again as far as asset prices, some more than other. I think that the most likely suspect, however, and this is within the context of the U.S., I'm, you know, leaving out for this particular discussion what is going on in other countries that might impact this. But the biggest Achilles heel to me that we have right now is junk bonds, corporate debt. Corporate debt quality has deteriorated to the point where, even though it looks healthy, credit spreads are tight, we've actually exceeded Now, the low underwriting standards for corporate bonds compared to what it was back when the last bubble blew up and it was tied more to real estate. If and when, is probably more like when, we have a recession again, especially if it was severe, you are going to see an implosion in the value of corporate bonds out there when all of a sudden people realize that the default rate for corporate bonds is no longer going to be a fraction of 1% per year, but it's going to go back to what it is historically in downturns and be 5 or 6 or 8%, something that wasn't world-ending when it happened in past recessions, but would devastate things today every bit as much as what happened with the mortgage market back in 2007 and 2008.
Chris, I want to ask you a question. You know, you talk about the mortgage market, you talk about junk bonds, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the conventional market right now. You've got increases almost every single day. The price of gold, which is normally inversely related to the market, is showing that the market is probably going to, conventional market is probably going to continue to go up. How sustainable, in your opinion, is that, Chris?
Is the
continued appreciation in the conventional stock market? Yes.
Well, as I've talked with Corey on a regular basis during the week, you've got a version today, Al, and have had for some months now, of what we had in 1999 when you had such a disproportionate amount of the world's investable money put into U.S. markets. Because even though Alan Greenspan, who I've referred to a couple times already, is the single most destructive policymaker that has ever had any impact on this country, he did one thing right when he was Fed chairman. And that was that he made absolutely sure that the Y2K issue was not going to be one for U.S. banks and U.S. markets. Among other things, he unilaterally, by decree, ordered a few banks shut down back in the late 90s that weren't meeting the timetable. And the whole world knew that, so the whole world wanted to put its money in dollars and U.S. assets and stocks. And when everybody else was running around in 1999 saying, run for the hills, the market's going to crash, nothing's going to work, it's all going to be gone, I was telling people that the market's going to go nuts this year because the whole world wants to have their money in U.S. stocks. Now, for different reasons, we've had much the same thing in the recent past. The U.S. has got a better economic profile right now than anybody else. The differential with the U.S. dollar compared to other central bank policies is more favorable to the dollar as a currency. And that's not going to go away anytime real soon. It will, again, at some point. But for as long as the Fed stays on its hawkish bent, the dollar is going to do well, and the stock market along with it, for as long as the economy continues to hum along. Now, when that changes, my tune will change on that. But, maybe to the core of your question, and that is the stock market itself today the kind of bubble that it has been in the past? No, I don't think so. I think it's overvalued relative to fundamentals, and there's increasingly creative ways that companies massage earnings these days to make it look less so. But I don't think you can legitimately compare, and I'm speaking in relative terms, folks, I don't think you can legitimately compare the valuation or overvaluation of stocks today, certainly with what they were back in 2000, which was just nutso.
Well, it was just not so. There's no question about that. I think what we have going in your favor right now, given your philosophy about the market, is I think you have an administration that is doing everything that is conceivably possible to enhance the business community in the United States. That was one of the things that Trump obviously campaigned on, and I think, quite frankly, he's doing a pretty good job right now. How about your opinion on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, in my current issue, and I'll even send this to folks if they send me an email, chris@nationalinvestor.com, I talk about exactly that, and especially what has come up recently with this pissing contest publicly between Trump and his most recent predecessor, Mr. Obama. Obama thinking that Trump is unduly taking credit for what he did, and Trump saying Obama's all wet and a great time started, the day after the election back in November of 2016. Both of them are wrong. in the big picture, although I will agree with you that at the margins, a lot of what Trump has done with tax policy and regulation, when all else being equal, has been very good for business in this country. But I'll finish with this, Al. Again, keep in mind that we're in a credit cycle. Donald Trump will rue the day that he joined himself to the stock market at the hip, because before his first term is over, the stock market ain't going to look so good, and then he's going to be stumbling over who to blame. He's already trying to get the narrative started by blaming Powell for raising interest rates too much, but the bloom will come off that rose between now and November of 2020.
Well, what I'm interested in seeing is if the bloom is going to come off the employment numbers between now and 2020. Unemployment in the United States in 2016, the year of the election, was around 4.9%. Unemployment today, the trend is definitely downward, in being a positive comment, in the sense that unemployment right now is around 3.9%. Now, how long can the actual unemployment number stay at that level? Because it's a pretty well-known fact in economic circles that normal employment, unemployment, I guess I should say, typically runs around 4.5%. That's in a normal economy. So those numbers will be very, very interesting, in my opinion. Chris, you're a real asset to our program. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, get a free copy of his newsletter. His email is on our site. It's a newsletter. Chris's philosophy behind the National Investor is, here we sell knowledge, not necessarily just stock touts, for lack of better terms. I've known Chris for a long time. You want to get knowledge, all I can say is pick up a copy of the National Investor. Make up your own mind.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.